Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this wonderful day in November? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. So today's theme is gratitude. But before that, how are you doing? Did you listen to last week's episode? Because last week we talked about judgment. And if you are in judgment, you cannot be in gratitude. And if you're in gratitude, you cannot be in judgment. How does it get any better than that, huh? So judgment, like we said last week, kills everything that you start creating. Whereas gratitude adds the additional fuel for you to continue to create more. The more you're in gratitude of everything around you, who you be, who you're, the people around you be, the more that type of people will show up in your life. Don't forget that we are the creators of our lives, our realities. If you look around you and pay attention to the people who surround you, you created them. You created the perfect time for them to be in your life. Now, if you no longer wish to be surrounded by the type of people that you're surrounded with, then all you have to do is start being grateful, gratitude. Be grateful for that they did show up in your life. Be grateful that you did learn something, because everybody who comes into our life, somehow or other, they're in our lives for a reason. They're in our lives for us to learn something from them, as well as them learn something from us. So if you are done learning from them, then if they gradually go away, right? You've seen that. You've felt that. So, and you being the co-creator of whatever they brought forth, because it was you and them creating that. And being grateful for everything they brought to your life and everything they have taught you, you might think that, oh, that person was a bad person, therefore, why should I be grateful to them? No, actually, it's a good thing to be grateful for them. Because if it wasn't because of who they be, who they chose to be like this lifetime, you will have to learn that same experience somewhere else, some other lifetime. Might as well get it over and done with. That way, you don't have to do it again, right? You know how at the beginning of the year, we are so used to doing what are your New Year's what is it that you want to accomplish in this new year, right? So to me, one of the things that I wanted to accomplish this year is being in gratitude, and I set out to write 5 things that I'm grateful for on a daily basis. I'm not saying that I did it all 365 days for the year. I haven't done for every single day. But I have done for most of the days. And for every day that I wrote it in a piece of paper and I put it in a box that is in my office. And at the end of the year, I'm going to go ahead and open that. And I'm going to go ahead one by one and read what I was grateful for. And it doesn't have to be something major. Gratitude starts with just waking up and saying, oh, wow, thank you. I'm alive again. Thank you that I can move my feet. Thank you that I can. Thank you, body. And that's how I start my day. I wake up in the morning and I check my body and I start from the from my toes, and I go up my body, and I give each and every bone and muscle and joint gratitude for being with me and having been with me and working so well in my life. And just continue, and then you can also say Ho'oponopono if that's what you feel like. If Ho'oponopono says, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. And if you just said, like last week's episode said, we are so used to being in judgment of ourselves. Judgment, judgment, judgment. That's all we know. But unfortunately, that's the first thing we know. We know and we do to ourselves, right? So instead of doing that, if you just say Ho'oponopono, 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 then you start canceling out some of the judgment that you give yourself throughout your day. And if you just say, use the tool, what else is possible? Or remember we talked about this interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. So use the tool. You can go into a restaurant, okay? Let me give you the point of view. You can go into a restaurant where it's really crowded, and then the waiter hardly sees you and doesn't service you right away. And you can take that into, oh, they don't think my money is good enough, or they don't like me, therefore they're not paying attention to me. They just do not care, right? You can go into that point of view. Or you can go into the point of view of, oh, wow, they are really busy here. It's going to, oh, okay, not a problem. I'm not going to take it personally. And then you continue to be that way. So it's a different point of view. But when you start thinking, oh, it's me, it's because of me that people are not coming to help me or people are not treating me, in versus, oh, it's because they're busy that they're not helping, there's a different energy. And when you're thinking that it's because they're busy, the energy is more relaxed, more in allowing. And then people just want to help you. So practicing gratitude from you to you is the number one that you need to do. And you're a stress level even goes down. We're talking about health here. If you are in gratitude of everything you have, the stress level goes down so much more than you would ever think. Like, for example, if you're in traffic, and I live in the DC metro area, and talk about traffic, oh my God. But if you are in traffic in the DC metro, in the Beltway, you can be pushing your horn if you want to, although not many people honk on anybody. But you could be doing that, and you can be stressing yourself out, whereas if you just lay back and say, and go with the flow, right? And then your whole attitude changes. Everything starts moving. Everything, the traffic starts moving, and you're like, suddenly you start going 30, 40 miles an hour. On a beltway, I know that's not much, but when you're in the parking lot on the beltway, that is a lot. So once you start relaxing, you say, okay, there's nothing I can do here. There's nothing I can change. Let me just be. And you just be. And then you can say, I'm grateful that although I'm stuck on the beltway, I am warm and I have heat in this cold day. And then your body just relaxes. It's not tense. And then everything just comes with more ease. And how does it get any better than that? Of course, you can always use, you know, the tool. How does it get any better than this? And then things will start moving even smoother. But please do not use that tool at all. I'm sure it will not work for you at all whatsoever because, you know, it only works for me. So, gratitude is really the way you look at life. Your point of view creates your reality. You're going to be looking at who's better than you, who's got it better than you. You will find that. But if you want to focus on that, of course, it's a choice, and you can always do that. But how beneficial is that to your life? How beneficial is that to your living, to your finances, to relationships? Whereas if you were to be in gratitude and be grateful for the things in the small things, I'm not talking about the big things. Of course, be grateful for the big things as well. But every day our lives are mainly because of what happens, the small things that happen in our lives, right? Start happening for you and your whole life will shift. So what else is possible, right? Let me see. We have a caller. Let me see who's on the line here. Let me go ahead and do that. Let's see if we can get this page tonight. Hello? 563, area code?
Hi, I was just listening. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm awesome. Do you have a question?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Very well. Thank you. Let me put you back on mute. Okay? Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and small little changes definitely will help you in how you live your life, you live in your reality. And being in gratitude really increases your finances. Because being in gratitude increases the joy in your life. You're no longer going into the grouchy mode, into the judgment. Judgment is a killer for money. Let me tell you. If you judge a group of people, if you judge somebody, then you can no longer accept money from those people, and you're cutting off the receiving of the money. But if you're in gratitude of them, if you are in gratitude of anybody who comes to your life, your finances will increase because joy is going to be present and money follows joy. Joy does not follow money. Money follows joy because money likes to come to a party where people are having fun. So all of this, all of that we talked about this past year, is being more prosperous, being more financially savvy and wealthy. Okay? So it's more about opening yourself up to abundance. But you have to be willing to let go of judgment. And you only judge that which you see of yourself in others. So the way to start gratitude, be grateful for little things that you are, little things that you do, little things that you get. And don't be saying, oh, nothing ever works for me. Judgment that you're not good enough, that you are not worthy. So you have to be willing to allow all of this to come to you. You are a master. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything other than allow, be grateful. And if you're in gratitude, you're not in judgment. If you're in judgment, you're not in gratitude. If you're in gratitude, you are open to allowing good things to come into your life. The universe is your sugar daddy, sugar mama. Whatever you ask, it will grant you as long as you're not in judgment. Judgment will kill those requests. Okay? So let's go ahead and prep you guys up. Go ahead and do an activation so that you are more open to receiving gratitude and to release self-judgment altogether. You can never have enough activations where you release self-judgment because there's so much of it from this lifetime to another lifetime that we just are so good at it. But we need to get better at being in gratitude so that we can create what most people will call miracles in our lives, but it really is more of a creating the life you desire. How would you like to have a life where you do not need to plan a vacation to get away from? How would you like your life to be the vacation every day, 365 days a year? How would that lifestyle fit you? Who would you be if you were to have that? Are you ready? So let's go ahead and do this. And remember, the activation, the energies are going to be recorded. So please, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, do not listen to this anymore. Come back and listen to it then. It will be here waiting for you. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Pull energy from the earth. Allow the energy to come up your feet, up your torso, out your crown. And keep pulling the energy from the earth. And allow the energy from the Creator to come in you, around you, whichever way you want it, whichever way you need it. And to release all self-judgment, to release all judgment of others, so you can be in gratitude, barriers. Let's drop your barriers like you would a curtain. Let's drop it. And allow the energies to work on your behalf. What are you grateful for this year? What would you like to experience next year? From reality. Go ahead and extend the energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. And whatever you might have, some kind of anger towards anybody, that you're holding on to that anger, are you going to place that anger onto the hands of the energy for it to transmute it for you? I get that it's not easy to pardon others for what they wronged you with. But giving up those feelings is not for them, it's for you. Allow the energy to transmute that for you. Go ahead and extend this to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great grandparents, your siblings, and future generations. And allow whatever it is that you need, that you feel that you need to let go, let it go. Think about all those places where if you were to let it go, things would be different for you. You will not have to carry this much burden with you. The only one who hurts themselves with the burden is you. And to put it on. You've been carrying this so many lifetimes. Now it's time to be free. And gain gratitude. And learn to live. No need to work hard and suffer. Gratitude will uplift you, will shift your point of view. Con which one would you like to live on? Here you go. Good one. Go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of suffering. And life has to be endured. And let's go ahead and plug you into the collective consciousness of joy, abundance, gratitude, so that you can harvest more. Time to open yourself up to receiving more, creating miracles in your life, creating the life you desire. Go ahead and ground the energy. Ground. And pull the energy from the earth. Up your feet. Up your legs. Up your torso. And out your crown. Ground. Pull the energy from the earth. Through your body. And out your crown. There you go. Allow the energy flow to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Yay. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face and open your eyes. How you be? Woo-hoo! Good job. Always when you're in this meditation, watch things being, give thanks to the energy. And you give thanks to be transmuted. And if you have to imagine dirty water coming out of your body somewhere, let it. And that's something, some imagery your body requires to signify that it's letting go. Whatever way it happens to be for you is the right way for you. There's no way, no right or no wrong way. Whatever shows up, it's what you need to do. Thank you very much for the feedback on last week. Episode and meeting the stars, Alcyon. It was great to hear that you guys had so much fun with that, and it's been my pleasure. I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving, and I am so glad to be able to share this time with you. Pleasure. Please write to us. Let us know what else you would like to hear about. And we will continue. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Bye-bye.